This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Again, we come around full circle to the beginning of another week for some of you. If you're just joining us, we have been working at putting together lots of stories, lots of information. Monday, the 22nd of July, and now we really are officially two-thirds of the way through this month. Hot, hot, hot. The Apollo 11 celebration over the weekend. Talk about that during the course of the day, but the heat as well. I, for one, suffered from heat stroke, and Victoria and I are going to talk about the remedies for that after Jennifer gives us. Jennifer Horn is here, by the way. Let me introduce you to all the members of the cast. The formula for success on the DJV show includes Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen. Aches and pains in my business today. Victoria just straightened it all out for me, but what's the overview and who's got what to say about this weekend, Jennifer?
Well, it seems that this heat wave for the East Coast and the Midwest actually is the cause of at least six people dying over the weekend, according to CBS. Up to 200 million people were affected from the central part of the United States to the East Coast. Six deaths were blamed on excessive heat. Four people died in Maryland alone. One died in Arizona. Another died in Arkansas. A lot of events were canceled over the weekend as well, including some festivals in New York City. Ozzy Fest and the New York City Triathlon were all canceled because of heat. And this was really record-setting high temperatures throughout the weekend. There were heat advisories and warnings in effect from the Midwest throughout the East Coast. The range of the temperatures, and we'll hear it because you guys are all on the East Coast. I can't complain on the West Coast. It was not too bad. But on the East Coast, it was expected to go anywhere from the mid-90s. Some people even hit into the triple digits. And then with the heat index and humidity, it felt as hot as 100 to 115 degrees. There were 4,600 residents across Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia that didn't have power on Sunday after storms ripped through that area. So it was just a big mess. Northern Virginia reported outages for 14,500 customers. They expected flash floods maybe on Monday today, so be careful out there. In New York City, there were outages that were in Long Island, Queens, and Brooklyn. Some neighborhoods haven't had power since Sunday. The mayor de Blasio, spoke with Con Edison officials who said that the utility company had experienced some equipment failures along with the strained system. There were also eight injured in lightning strikes on the beach in Florida. And as a side note to all of this, baseball has really been suffering. Major League Baseball is trying to figure out what to do with all of these high temperatures. They're asking people to sit outside for 4 to 5 hours at a crack. There were misters in the back of the bleachers to cool the crowd. At Yankee Stadium, only one player took batting practice on the field. In Cleveland, they relaxed some of the rules on what fans could bring into the park. So baseball has been trying to figure out just how to deal with this. Chicago, it was 94 when the Cubs started, and you know it was humid against San Diego. So lots of stuff going on. So tell us your story, guys. You said you had heat stroke, Dougie?
I did. We had 105 degrees here on the farm on Saturday, and at least it wasn't up to 116 like it was in a couple of places. But the heat, the strength of the sun, whatever, all of these combinations of things, the humidity, I went out to Western Massachusetts to pick up a new piece of equipment for the farm. I left fairly early because I wanted to beat the heat and be back here. Well, what I didn't take into account were a couple of things that are fabulously Mercury in orbit. Never mind retrograde. Mercury was in orbit. And so the traffic, people going on vacation, there are three or four spots that are fairly close to me that are bottlenecks for those who are going and coming to vacation spots up in New Hampshire and Maine. This is a great vacation area down to the Cape, and they're coming from all directions and so on. 495 and Route 90, which is the Mass Pike, and 84, which leads down to New York and points south. It was mayhem. And so every place that I had an opportunity to get off the main road and take the back roads, I did. And about when I got out to the location of where I was going, it was so hot, and it was an auction, actually. I stopped, and I could feel the sweat. I looked at my arms, and the sweat was pouring off my arms. I wasn't doing anything, just standing there. And the sweat was just everywhere. And so I stayed for a while, and then I left, and I drive back to what would be an hour and maybe 20-minute ride. Turned out to be 3 hours and 40 minutes because of the traffic and me going back. And then in the midst of it all, the air conditioning in my truck crapped out. So it was the windows open and me. It was just sort of, you know, one of those things where you try to escape and you can't. You couldn't escape the heat, couldn't escape the traffic. And so when I go back to the farm, I get into the usual routine. We had a lot of hay that was mowed, and we decided we'd try to bale it. And I put the guys on the wagon, and I could see that wasn't going to work. It was just too hot. And I was not feeling well either, to the point where I could feel not a tightness in my chest, but a discomfort. It was gases, no matter what I ate, I had indigestion. It just was. And so I finally thought at the end of the day, I really had a reaction to this. So I came home at 6:30 and I went to bed. And I stayed in bed till 6:30 yesterday morning and felt better. Off and on through the day, I didn't have a great feeling. So I took a couple of things that sort of calmed down my discomfort and did pretty much a full day's work. And then last night, I was actually off and on over the weekend working on my taxes. So that brought me inside when there was air conditioning. But it was something, and it's, you know, you wonder, you go back in your mind, at least I did, four or five times to thinking about what it was like in 1800 or 1700 or say whenever, back before there was air conditioning, before we were, quote unquote, spoiled by the ingenuity of man. It didn't take much, I suppose, to think about putting electricity together with a block of ice. I don't know who came up with the gases that you use, the Freon that keeps things inside an air conditioner cool, but whoever did it, thank you for that. Because I think we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago with regard to what people used to do when it was hot. They'd just sit on a block of ice. If they could find a block of ice, they'd sit on it. That's what they did. And fan themselves. They have somebody fan them. Rich people had somebody fan them. Poor people fan themselves. And that's how they did deal with all this stuff. So, anyway, with the heat, we probably have plenty of people listening to us that went through the same thing. Can you imagine being a firefighter? There was a local fire here, 7-alarm fire. And the temperatures, in the wintertime, fires are caused by the oftentimes heaters not being properly installed or electrical problems, because if it's really cold, you get more and more heat. Well, the same thing happens with air conditioning. There were no problems here. We were sort of warning about that, Victoria. I think on Friday we talked about what might be the grid reaction to the use of all of the electricity, but yeah, there weren't any problems that I know of anyway that happened. But, you know, it's exactly the same as cold weather. People die when they go out and do things when it's like zero or below, and that's really what, this is the counter to it, but the same things happen to people. The reaction, if you haven't had a lot of exercise, you don't do a lot. Unfortunately, I'm out and about a lot, so it probably would have been worse for me had I tried to do something and exert myself and had not been in shape.
Well, but even if you are in shape, I don't know if you heard, but the most famous death from this heat wave was Mitch Petras, who was on the New York Giants, and he was a Super Bowl champ, 32 years old. He was helping his parents out on their farm in Arkansas, and he died over the weekend of heat stroke.
No, I didn't hear that.
You can be 32 and in Super Bowl champ shape, and it can still affect you. People just take snow shoveling, and they take heat waves for granted, and you know, it's one of those things when people, when the Weather Channel issues a warning, if you have COPD or asthma, the air was so thick, it was like trying to breathe in soup. It was so bad. The humidity was just, it was like when you step into a sauna and you kind of can't catch your breath and you just have to sit there and take very short little breaths. That's exactly what it felt like all weekend long on the East Coast. We had 109 on Saturday and 111 yesterday. And so it's just people take it for granted. And, you know, and look what happens. We hear these stories all the time. You have to just, you really have got to respect Mother Nature.
Yep. So what did you do here on the beach?
I stayed indoors. I didn't even go to the beach. I live on the beach, and I didn't even go to the beach because it was just too hot.
You were the smartest of all of us.
I stayed indoors all weekend. I went out Friday night for my friend's birthday. It wasn't too bad Friday night, and then we literally just stayed indoors in the AC and binged Netflix and chill like the whole weekend.
On the farm, one of the things that I have going for me are the ice cream buses. Lots of ice cream gets served. We're having a much better year this year than we did last year in terms of volume and patrons and people coming to the farm. But it was like a ghost town on the farm on Saturday. Nobody came out. Nobody went. It's pretty much as you've just said, Victoria. People stayed home and tried to deal with the heat that way. They didn't want to go outside. They didn't want to be in it. And as a result, and then Friday night, I have two buses. If you go to EastleighFarm.com, you can see the buses. We have one that stays on the farm that we use to serve ice cream to folks, and then we have one that travels. So the traveling one I set up, bought a new cooler for ice cream. We have 28 different flavors, and the cooler, unbeknownst to me, went south on Saturday night, didn't operate, so, and every bit of ice cream in it was gone, lost, had to throw it out, and what a mess. Ah, but this stuff leaking all over the place and everything like soup. And so you have those sorts of things. And if you, I'm sure any of you who tried to find an air conditioning guy or a refrigeration specialist or anybody that deals with that in that trade, you wouldn't find them because they were off and out 24 hours, and they probably still are, dealing with businesses and people that are trying to keep things cool. I bought two air conditioners. I bought them yesterday morning, one for a part of the house because I have a house full of guests this week and next week, and I'm in three rooms in the house, so I have air conditioning in those rooms, and the rest of the house, you know, you close the door and you're on your own. But with a bunch of people here for this week and next week, I had to figure out what to do, and they were all, you know, they're much more expensive than normally would be the case, and it's part of. It's just part of it. So Victoria, give people a 30-second lesson on what you say to do if you have heat stroke.
Well, I had heat stroke once, and it was I felt just like loopy and lethargic, and I just felt like I couldn't concentrate. I was just really out of it. And it turns out the part of the problem is people drink too much water, and I had about 2 gallons of water in 24 hours.
Water,
and
water,
it turns out,
lemonade.
Yeah, I was at the office and I was about to go to the hospital. My boss didn't know what to do. He was like, I got to send you to the hospital. And a friend of mine started Googling, and thankfully he did. He ran to the kitchen where they had free pretzel sticks. This was at SiriusXM. And he came back and he said, here, you need salt. And so I started sucking on the pretzel sticks. I didn't eat the pretzels. I just literally took the salt off. And within about 2.5 minutes, I felt like a brand new person. I had just depleted all of the natural salts that keep you hydrated. That's why Gatorade is so loaded with sodium. Things like that. That's what you need, and that you'll feel literally revived. I felt like I had defibrillators. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so there's that. Here's a pointer for those of you who are looking to look better and feel better about how you look. Clinically proven power swabs. Whiten your teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades over a week or so. It will lift the stains off of your enamel. It doesn't eat into the enamel. The all-natural formula has no sensitivity to it whatsoever. That's what's neat. You want bright teeth? Then what you ought to do is just call right now when you're thinking about it, 800-208-1797. You know I wouldn't steer you wrong, and you know I wouldn't talk about this sort of a product in glorious terms if I didn't use it and have success with it myself. So take my word for it. When you call 800-208-1797 and order power swabs, what the results will be, you will like. Whiten teeth. Power swabs. 800-208-1797. DJ Vico gets the power swabs to you at half the retail price.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know.
David Bowie.
This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door.
The Space Oddity, which became a part of our fascination with space, actually. The music video is a new one for Space Oddity, premiering this past weekend, helping to celebrate the 50th anniversary of both the single. This record came out the same year that Apollo 11 landed on the moon. And as you know, there was a lot of activity, excitement, build-up last week, and then the actual event over the weekend at Cape Kennedy and in Washington, elsewhere around the country and the world. This video features never-before-released footage of David Bowie performing Space Oddity at his 50th birthday concert in Madison Square Garden back in 97. His official website said of the new visual, it's never-before-released footage. I wonder why
they made a new video for the song. It's very cool.
Yeah,
it's fun to see. Yeah, it's very rare footage because he just never did this song live, and he kind of revived it for his 50th birthday concert. So it's video footage of him at Madison Square Garden doing the song with some cool visuals that they've added. It's it was a nice tribute. He really was very, very interested in all of the space program and everything, and it's kind of cool. Like, I kind of picked around the channels, you know, watching different things over the weekend, and I guess I've always thought of this as such an American event, but it really was a global event.
Oh, yeah.
It really was. And having I wasn't alive then, obviously, but it's amazing to see how many people, especially the British, what a reaction so many people had to it, and, you know, running outside and looking up at the stars, and it's really cool.
Well, the whole thing, there was a Times Square video screen premiere on Saturday called off because of the heat. This would have been a hard thing given what the technology was at the time. They edited a lot of the stuff in. They could do it in the studio, but it would be hard to replicate this. I think for the most part, that's why they didn't do it live, because it was hard to get all the sound effects in. But cool. Anyway, no matter what. I miss this. I don't know why I just miss this song. David Bowie. Here is a focus in the music portion of this hour of the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and the Dougster. Now focusing on Beyonce, who has over the weekend released a double music video for The Lion King. Of course, it's coincided with the release of The Lion King this weekend. She had put together a double music video for Spirit and Bigger, two of the songs which both appear in the movie. Anybody see the movie over the weekend? That would have been the play.
I'll bet
the movie theaters were. Yeah, well, I'm betting all the music, all the movie theaters were full because they're cool.
Probably not. Yeah.
Right. So both these videos, Beyonce, who voices Nala in the film, and who also unveiled the Lion King-inspired album, The Gift, on Friday, dances and performs across stunning landscapes taken directly from the movie. Her daughter, Blue Ivy, also makes cameo appearances in several scenes all through the video. The concept of the video is to show how God is the art director. Isn't that cool? Beyonce has said that. Both songs appear on The Gift, which is actually 27 tracks. The album featuring guest contributions from the new Lion King cast, along with Kendrick Lamar, Pharrell Williams, Major Lazer, and some more. So, The Lion King did very well. That's it looked like it would have been an interesting movie to see. And I would have kind of had to have the time just to stay cool. So, good for them. Good, nice to have that as a backdrop to that story of success. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A heat wave blamed for at least three deaths over the weekend, expected to finally break today for the people who've been living under that dome of high pressure, which sent temperatures soaring over the weekend from the Midwest to the East Coast. Some relief finally coming today as a front will be moving through, bringing possibly severe thunderstorms across those regions.
I believe yes, no doubt about it.
That's a top Democrat's response when he was asked if he thinks President Trump is a racist. Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings, speaking on ABC's This Week, also defending the so-called squad, the four Democratic women of color in Congress who President Trump's been feuding with.
These are folks and women who love their country, and they work very hard, and they want to move us towards that more perfect union.
USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Today is Monday, the 22nd of July. How do you do? Made it through the heat. Things are modifying greatly around the country. Normal temperatures in all the areas that had so much heat over the weekend. 20 degrees cooler already where I am here in Massachusetts. And although I think you said it was going to be hot, Victoria, where you are.
It's a bit of a reprieve today, I think, because we had really heavy storms that came in late last night. So I think today it's only supposed to be like in the 80s. So I think the heat broke, so we're okay.
Yeah, we're supposed to have those thunder showers here through late tonight and into tomorrow morning. Lots of energy there, as you could expect. That's what happens when you have this hot weather. And when you look back over it, this is sort of, in a manner of speaking, it's one of those miracles. There were a number of people who have been affected by this, but certainly not as many as might have been the case. So if you want, a lot of people were guided to stay inside their homes over the weekend. That's probably a good thing. Drink a lot, not a water, but Gatorade, that sort of thing, stuff that has electrolytes and salt in them. So we agree on that, Victoria. So speaking of that, let's go. I want to do a couple of people in the news as we continue along here. But first, the heat reviews, and then the status of the passing of John Paul Stevens, the ex-Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah. So we know that over the weekend we had extreme heat in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston, and a lot of cities and towns in between. Today there is supposed to be some relief for the East Coast. As we were saying, a little bit of less humid air is heading from the jet stream down from Canada. It's going to give us a little bit of a break. But over the weekend, kind of, at least some people have some sense of humor. In the Boston area in Braintree, Massachusetts, the police there put a note on Facebook that's gone viral that's pretty cute. They said, quote, "Due to the extreme heat, we are asking anyone thinking of doing criminal activity to hold off until Monday."
Criminal stay home.
Yep. And they said on Facebook, they advised would-be criminals to, quote, "blast the AC, binge Stranger Things Season 3, play with the Face app, practice karate in your basement. We will all meet again on Monday when it's cooler." So at least some police have a good sense of humor about that. And then in more sobering news today, the body of former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens will lie in repose at the Supreme Court today, a day before his funeral, and his burial will be at Arlington National Cemetery. He served for nearly 35 years on the Supreme Court until his retirement in 2010. He died last week in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at the age of 99. And the honor of lying in repose was last bestowed in 2016 for Associate Justice Antonin Scalia, and he was, of course, the leader of the court's conservative wing, and he spent more than 30 years on the court, and so the same honor of lying in repose and state will be applied to John Paul Stevens today.
Yep. He did quite a job when he was on the Supreme Court. No question about that. Today is the first day of the month of Leo in terms of astrology. Leos are a fire sign like Aries and Sagittarius. It's your Leos are tough customers, shall we say. So if the sun, though an interesting combination, the sun is so hot, Leos are, Leo the Lion, maybe it's appropriate that movie, the Disney movie, came out this past weekend, because all about the Lion.
Oh, the Lion King. Right? You think it was on purpose?
I don't know that they think there's things through that well, but maybe, listen, who knows what gets people to do what they do, but anyway, Lions and Leos, interesting time of year, just in general. Today, as a matter of fact, is National Hammock Day. Every year on July 22nd commemorates the universal symbol for relaxation. How many of you have hammocks? Got a hammock?
My dad does.
Yeah.
They make me seasick. I can't.
Where
I fall
is your
off them and then I get seasick.
Yeah.
He takes
it up and down basically, but he'll put it out between. He'll put it out between the tree and kind of the garage, and it's a nice little place because you get to lay under the tree and swing and look at the pool. It's pretty good.
Does anyone actually enjoy sitting in a hammock? It's such a pain in the butt to get into, and then you just like kind of lie there awkwardly, all like squished together.
Well, then
you lay
there for 3 hours because you can't get out.
Exactly.
Well, you fall out, as Victoria was suggesting. Anyway, hammocks were developed by the Mayans in Central and South America. It's what they used to rest on, or if they, you know, some people in that era, most were sleeping on the floor or the ground. So if you want to visualize, those of you who've never had a hammock, it's a sling, usually made of rope, hemp, as a matter of fact, some kind of netting as well, suspended between a couple of points. We used to have between a couple of trees. And then I remember my father bought a steel frame that the hammock hung on. Hammocks originally were made from woven bark from a hammock tree, thus called a hammock. I bet you didn't know that. So summertime, leisure time, relaxation time, easy living time, that's what hammocks are all about. So maybe you can go back outside and enjoy one. It's actually, I got a lot of trees in my yard. It'd be kind of fun to have a hammock. People in the news, Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, my God, we're still going around in circles with this guy. What a chump. The Palm Beach County Sheriff has launched an investigation into whether his deputies properly monitored Jeffrey Epstein. He's accused, as you probably know, of engaging in inappropriate sexual acts during his time in jail. He was in jail 13 months. He went for soliciting prostitution, number of underage girls. Under the plea deal, he was allowed to leave jail for a majority of the day and go to his office.
Yes, yeah, 6 days a week. Even Saturdays, right. He didn't have to stay in jail. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of such a lenient sentence in my entire existence.
Well,
I
he
can't
must have known the
this.
Judge. It's got to be some connection.
He knew somebody, or he had judge. Goods on somebody.
Yeah, right. So that continues as a saga. Here's the story of Sarah Boyle, which I found to be very compelling, maybe because it hits home because of folks that I know, past and present. She was, according to the overview of her situation, traumatized. Imagine this. She was misdiagnosed with an aggressive form of breast cancer that forced her to undergo treatments and surgery. So now she's trying to come to grips with the fact that because of the doctor's error, she underwent unnecessary surgery. It was a double mastectomy and chemotherapy for actually, she's been going through the treatment for 3 years.
She should own whoever diagnosed her.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. She started having difficulty breastfeeding her son, so she went to the doctor, and the doctor, uh-oh. And so she went through all of this. And maybe I'm sensitive to it. You know,
did she get a second opinion?
Chemo?
I'm guessing
apparently
no.
Apparently not. No.
Yeah.
No. They told her she had stage 4 breast cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
So does she have cancer at all, or does she not have anything?
Apparently she, well, at this point, because everything's gone that they would have checked, the second, they had a cancer diagnosis, you asked whether there was a second thought. They had two pathologists to, look at what they found in the breast before the determination was made, that, it should, you know, they should come off. So the doctors say, well, this is exceptionally rare. Well, it shouldn't, with all of the technology around, it shouldn't happen at all. It was a human error, and no extra safeguards were taken. Now they have other things since this thing happened. But I was thinking, my niece, you've heard me talk off and on about Amanda, who is she's a good kid. She's the same age as my daughter, a month different. Megan was born December 27th, and I think Amanda was born the 22nd of June of January. Next year, so they're both basically grown up together. And she was diagnosed about four. She got engaged. She's going to get married next month. I would brought this back around. It was not just me back and forth with her talking, but they had sent out invitations to their wedding. And now over the weekend, we all got a card saying that she had serious breast cancer. She's going to have a double mastectomy. She can't have the wedding, and she had a good sense of humor about it, but it's just, you know, you think about it, and I thought to myself, do you really need this? Do you really need to have, I never, you know, Tony, my wife, died after 21 years of stage 4 breast cancer. When she had her diagnosis, there were 14 little pods, and they took those off, and then later on she decided to have breast surgery to reduce the size of her breast, but they didn't tell her to do that. It spread very quickly all over her body. Mary Stockwell, who's married to Jack Stockwell, who's an important cog in the wheel of this program, a doctor who practices in Salt Lake City, Utah, she first discovered, I think she had 14 lumps in her breast, and the doctors told her that she needed to have a double mastectomy, and she said, no, I'm not going to. She did that's how she got involved in medicine. Did the research, found out what she could do to her body to not have to go through the operations, and now some, I think, 13, 14 years later, she didn't get any lumps in her breast. She didn't have the operation. She didn't do the chemo. She didn't do anything. She just treated it in a natural way, and it was an effective treatment for her, whether that can work for everybody or not. But I certainly, when you review a situation like that, you think, or you certainly would like to hope, that people get more than one point of view on something as serious. I don't know how any man could be able to understand even what it's like to go through it physically, emotionally, psychologically. I don't know if any of you ladies know anybody who went through this, but I couldn't imagine what sort of psychological impact it has on that person.
My aunt was diagnosed a few months ago, but luckily it was caught very early, and so she did her radiation and everything, and she's got a clean bill of health now. But, you know, it's a terrible thing, but just prevention is, It's treatable if you're on top of your mammograms and staying in with your doctor, making sure if you're under 40 that you're going, you know, getting an ultrasound if you have it in your family, in your history. And it's just important to stay on top of your medical stuff for sure.
What did you say in sports news? You said one of the players had passed away because of heat stroke was working.
Yeah, he was a former New York Giant. Yep, he was an offensive lineman for the Giants. He won a Super Bowl championship the last time they won. He was only 32, and he was working on his family's farm in Arkansas, and he died of heat stroke in the farm. Yeah.
I seem to remember reading in one of the farm magazines about him because he was highly touted. He loved working on the farm.
Mitch Petras was his name, yeah.
Yeah. Also, former Cowboy running back Darren McFadden is now in trouble. He was arrested after falling asleep at a Whataburger drive-thru. Apparently, he resisted arrest at the time and all kinds of other stuff. So he's made the original incident worse. He was just asleep in the drive-thru. Ugh. He resisted arrest when the police came.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Well, I think they suspect he was under the influence of something.
Breathalyzer.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, right.
Anybody falling asleep in a drive-thru, that'd be my first guess, maybe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or he was, like, driving on Ambien. That happens sometimes. People Ambien eat and Ambien drive.
Yeah. Apparently, one of the other reasons that he's, whatever he is, his reputation, there's a story floating around that I remember. His former business manager invested all of his money in Bitcoin and lost it all, $237 million.
Wow.
who'd want to have that as a reality? All right, so television-wise, what do we have? What did I watch? I didn't watch much on TV, a couple of movies. But I found myself falling asleep. I never usually fall asleep on the couch, but I did this weekend. What about anybody else fall asleep watching anything? Maybe that talks to me.
No, but Big Little Lies had their season finale, and it's gotten a lot of backlash. People don't like how it ended. I wasn't really crazy. I'm not going to say because some people haven't seen it yet, but I didn't love it. I didn't love the ending. I'm just going to say. Didn't love it.
I watched a little of it in between commercials and stuff, and there was something going on at school, and Reese Witherspoon's character got up and spoke about whatever was going on with the school. I didn't, because that's out of context for me. I didn't watch the show.
Yeah, that was a couple episodes ago.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
You're behind on that one.
I guess I'm behind. All right, so what about tonight, Jen?
Tonight, a couple of new things happening on television. Epix has the series premiere of a show called Pennyworth. This is the backstory of Alfred Pennyworth, who went on to become Batman's butler. You can see what he was like as a young guy. That's on Epix. Also tonight, The Family Chantel. This is new if you're a fan of 90 Day Fiancé. Chantel met her husband on this program, and now they follow their life together. Series premiere on that 10 o'clock on TLC. Tiger Woods Chasing History is new tonight on the Golf Channel. That's at 9 o'clock. Serial Killer Devil Unchained. It's an investigation discovery show at 9 o'clock. They're going to follow different serial killers and follow their story. On the Cooking Channel, Yum and Yummy is going to take a look at your favorite comfort food. That's at 9 o'clock. And then for you Bachelorette fans, The Men Tell All. That's on ABC tonight.
Is it over
tonight.
Yet?
Almost. We're getting there. We're getting there. Getting very close.
Long end to long. Summer gets drawn out for no good reason.
I thought tonight was the finale. Now I'm not going to watch this. I hate the live shows. They're so terrible.
Why?
Well,
what
that's what's happening tonight.
Because it's literally a bunch of 20 dudes sitting around arguing and crying with each other. Not what I want to watch.
I kind of enjoy that, but, you know, it's not Kara's thing.
10 before the hour here on the DJV program. Think about the day.
Before you expanded your business, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. Right now, get $25 off when you buy 2 HP toner cartridges and free overnight delivery on HP toner when you order online at staples.com. Staples, here we get you there.
N72719. Restrictions may apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. See store or staples.com/toner savings for details.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this
is Stacy off her motorcycle?
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle?
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced etc., not etc.
On?
Woohoo! Yes!
Off?
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policies starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, Monday morning, and we start a new week with some interesting... I always wanted to wear a smart diaper, Victoria.
Hey, well, you know what? Maybe you're approaching the age where you can.
Oh! Zing-a-ling-a-ling!
You led me right into that.
I know. It's an easy one for you. Okay, so anyway, what do we have here from Pampers?
Smart diapers. There is an actual... this is a real thing. There's an actual app for your baby's diaper now. And so Pampers has announced a line of smart diapers that says it will track a child's urine as well as their sleep. And so Huggies debuted a similar concept in Korea last year, allowing parents to receive text alerts when a child pooped. Because I guess people are that disconnected from their babies. I'm not sure. But the Lumi by Pampers line is the new line. And Pampers says it has a wait list ahead of its launch this fall in the U.S. It includes an activity sensor that secures to a landing on the front of the baby's diaper. It comes with a baby monitor and a 10-day supply of diapers. The sensor works with a corresponding app to log in the child's pee and identify sleep patterns. Pricing has not been finalized yet on this, but for Pampers, it'll probably have to be... somewhere in the realm of affordability, because Pampers kind of prides itself on being that.
Is this the height of silliness? To me, I'm listening to this. It seems like the height of silliness.
I think it's just, I don't know if you've heard the term Internet of Things, IoT.
Yes,
it's that movement of, everything gets tracked. So it's your sleep and what's in your refrigerator, and when someone's ringing your doorbell, everything is lumped into an app. And so we're kind of very app-focused these days. The baby industry has recently been flooded with connected products, onesies that double as sleep trackers, a robotic crib, that actually helps rock a baby to sleep. And a lot of pediatricians tell parents to keep track of how often babies actually go to the bathroom or use a diaper or whatever, especially in the first few months after birth. So it's kind of in keeping with what pediatricians recommend. But then again, there are also millions and millions of people who survived being a baby without a baby monitor on their diaper.
Right.
So
thank you.
You can kind of go either way. But for millennial parents, this is definitely something that I can see being very, very appealing.
Hmm. All right. Next up, the focus continues on the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 flight to the moon. A lot of commemorative products are now available.
The Geek Out. Hopefully you didn't miss and you enjoyed the appropriate celebrations of the recent 50th anniversary of Apollo 11 landing on the moon. And despite being an event that took place a half century ago, it remains an achievement of epic proportions. And as with any 50th celebration of an important world event, comes the commemorative products. Lego has a very nice Apollo 11 lander kit. Nike and Paul George released some sweet silver PG3 sneakers. Omega dropped a $9,000 Speedmaster watch. And if this is your thing, go out and get the Apollo 11 Owner's Workshop Manual. Drawings, parts, and full schematics. It's very cool. We've posted all sorts of Apollo 11 links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Hop into the all-new Greater Than Ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
Next up here on Tech Talk, Victoria has the story of a new $17 straw, which sounds like it would be expensive. However, it might be a good idea if we look at a lot of different influences, like what the heck is going on in the environment. So what's the scoop here?
Yeah, last year Amazon Prime Day saw an outstanding number of shoppers taking advantage of deals on the Instant Pot pressure cooker. That was the biggest product last year. This year, this very odd straw, it's called Life Straw Personal Water Filter. This was one of the standouts. 200,000 of these were sold on Prime Day this year. And so the Life Straw is basically, it's a little gadget. It's about the size of a small flashlight. And you can put the device right into any kind of water and just start drinking the water, and it automatically filters out 99.99% of waterborne bacteria and waterborne parasites. And so it just makes clear, perfect drinking water instantaneously. And for $17, that's a pretty good deal on considering what this item does. And so there really isn't a way for us to know why so many people bought a Life Straw this year. However, people say they're great for hiking and camping trips, and even people who are casual shoppers, they don't trust the quality of their local tap water, which they are wise to do, because local tap water in across the country is really, really horrific. And so people are using these Life Straws, kind of just carrying them with them all the time. A lot of other people in the military also claim that they've used them when they're deployed overseas. So for $17, Life Straw, not a bad deal.
Yeah. It has good applications, several different good applications. All right, thank you. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after on the DJB show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.